Good evening. I'm John Yang. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hailed yesterday's vote to resume aid to his embattled nation. He called it a sign of unwavering U.S. support for Ukraine and the Ukrainian people. Other Western leaders also welcomed the $61 billion aid package. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz called it a strong signal. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said the much-delayed funding is better late than too late. The Kremlin, on the other hand, said it would further ruin Ukraine and result in the deaths of even more Ukrainians. On NBC's Meet the Press today, Zelensky said that the new weapons will give his fighters a chance for victory.
We really need to get this to the final point. We need to get it approved by the Senate, and then we want to get things as fast as possible so that we get some tangible assistance for the soldiers on the front line as soon as possible, not in another 6 months, so that they would be able to move ahead.
Senate approval and President Biden's signature are both widely expected in the coming days. Both are necessary before the desperately needed aid can start flowing. Palestinian health officials said 22 people died today in Israeli strikes on Rafah in southern Gaza. 18 of the dead were children. Israel has bombarded Rafah from the air almost daily, saying they were targeting Hamas terrorists. Israeli officials say a ground offensive there is still in the works despite international calls for restraint. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says the Palestinian death toll since the war began has now surpassed 34,000. And Roman Gabriel has died. He was one of the leading pro quarterbacks of the 1960s and the 1970s. He played in 16 seasons in the NFL for the Los Angeles Rams and Philadelphia Eagles. He was voted MVP in 1969, the year he led the league in touchdown passes. Gabriel was the first Filipino-American NFL quarterback. In retirement, Gabriel worked as a broadcaster, coached, and dabbled in acting, appearing on such TV shows as Gilligan's Island and Wonder Woman. Roman Gabriel was 83 years old. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, what's at stake for the unhoused across the country in Monday's Supreme Court case? And how one Montana city is grappling with the issue of homeless people living in cars and RVs.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.